Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you bursted into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your together, rock and rolls in your rolling rock, sing your rhymes to the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let me rock and roll in your rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot or relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Sing your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start. Here we go,
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all
your
suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Sing your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is when Mr. Right is not tall, dark, and handsome. When Mr. Right is not tall, dark, and handsome. I am also coming to you live on our Conversations of a Sister YouTube channel. So if you find me on YouTube, you can listen in, see me live, and subscribe. Okay, Mr. Wright, first of all, where did the term come from? I mean, I saw all the comments from my blog readers on my blog, and a lot of them stated that Mr. Wright is a fairy tale. For them, there is no such thing as a Mr. Wright. Some of them even believe that there is a Mr. Wright now, but not necessarily a Mr. Wright. But where did the term come from? I believe the term or the phrase tall, dark, haired, and handsome was referred to regarding male movie stars. I'm talking about in the 40s and in the 50s because they had dark hair, or at least they were tall in black and white movies. So this is why they were considered tall, dark, and handsome. So a tall, dark, and handsome man would have been a cultural ideal during that time. I mean, even in 1941, there was a movie entitled Tall, Dark, and Handsome, starring Cesar Romero. So I think that's where the term kind of originated. Ironically, this term is still used today, tall, dark, and handsome, being Mr. Wright. I mean, especially in describing one's man, if he fits that bill. As I stated on my Facebook page, every woman have a type, tall, short, stubby, or stable. But every woman has a type. Tall men are inherently considered handsome because of their height. They automatically tower over people, and they command attention when they walk in a room. And some women prefer tall men. I'll tell you a secret. I like tall men. But, I mean, my father was tall. So maybe that's why. He was the first example that I saw of a nice-looking tall man. And one of my uncles is tall. So I think that's why, you know, I have this tall man preference. But tall men are inherently handsome. As I stated, and some women prefer tall men. Some women prefer a handsomely stable man versus one who is, I don't want to say broke, but I'm going to say barely making it and struggling. Unless he's willing to learn and grow so that they both can build together. A lot of women don't, they not only want him tall, but they also want him stable. And then again, some women would say they don't have time for a project. So they don't want a man that's not stable. Because for a woman, stability is everything. Even if she has to have it on her own, stability is everything. So it is more enhanced if she can get that same stability in a partner. So you have a woman who will say in a minute, I don't want a man who is a fixer-upper, you know? I want a man that's right. I mean, look at that movie. Oh, gosh, it starred Martin Lawrence, and it had Bobby Brown in it. And Bobby Brown was going out with one of the girlfriends, and she fixed him up. And right when she fixed him up, you know, he changed on her. So, I mean, it's like some women prefer somebody that's already put together. So tonight's topic, I'm going to tell you where tonight's topic came from. And by the way, we are taking calls in our studio at 515-602-9679. Just press 1 for the host queue. Okay, tonight's topic, how did it come about? Okay, let me tell you. One of my sister friends and her boyfriend, she introduced her girlfriend to their mutual friend who they feel is a perfect match for her by or according to their standards for her. My girlfriend said he's financially stable. He owns a couple of properties. So they introduced her to their friend because they felt like he was a perfect match for her. Financially stable, he's looking to settle down, and he has a couple of properties. So they wanted to introduce them, and they wanted her to like him. But she doesn't. They were like, but he's Mr. Right. And she's like, but I'm not interested. I'm not interested in him. She said, I'm not even attracted to him. And my girlfriend is like, but you can grow in that attraction. You can grow to love him. Duh, he's stable. Did I not mention he owns a couple of properties? He's the perfect guy. He's your Mr. Right. And she's like, no. She said, I'm not even attracted to him. I don't even see him like that romantically. And guess why? One thing turns her off, and that's because he's short. He's short. So because he's short, she's not interested in him. She's not interested. She sees him no other way but for a short guy. Specifically speaking, men and women are believed to be hardwired, to seek certain physical traits in partners to ensure that they're going to hook up with a good mate. Really? Such requirements or expectations, people, can be tricky. Remember this a while back when I told you, my listeners, how I went out on a date, one date, with a tall, dark, and handsome man. He had a smile that looked like a grand piano because he was fine. Fine. He was the epitome of tall, dark, and handsome. But he turned out to be a pervert. He was a freak who was looking for a friend. And that certainly was not me. He was looking to be banged and not necessarily snagged. And that was not me. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, if that's your preference. But ladies and gentlemen, you must remember that your preferences can be tricky. They can be deceitful. And more importantly, it can all be a facade. So ladies, when you're looking for Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome, you have to be careful because Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome might have some serious baggage. It's always more than what we see on the surface. There's always more to a person's presentation. There's always more. I mean, a new car, can look good. It can have a new coat of paint. It'll have that new car smell. And will even run well for the time being until you pop that hood. And when you pop that hood, when it runs cold, because it's during those cold seasons when you find out what a car is made of. My father always said that. My father always told me that. When it gets cold outside, you're going to find out what your car is made of. It is during those seasons that you find out what your car is made of. It's a metaphor, people, but just think about it. All that glitters ain't gold. So something that looks good on the outside, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's good on the inside. It doesn't even necessarily mean that they would meet your expectations. And I would hope that those expectations are more than what you see. Because a person can be empty. They can be tall, dark, and handsome, but they can be empty and Empty Shell. Tyler Perry, he came out with a movie in 2018 entitled Nobody's Fool. It was starring Tika Sumter, Tiffany Haddish, and Omari Hardwick. Well, Omari fell for Tika's character, but she was too busy focused on someone else. And she was focused on that someone else because he was her idea of tall, dark, and handsome, and the perfect me. And the reason why she was hooked on the idea of this other guy was based on the stories that her mother told her about her and her father. The mother had all these grand stories about her and her father when she was growing up and as she was growing older and as she was dating, so she wanted this relationship like her mother's. She wanted somebody tall, dark, and handsome like her father. So she was going on these fantasies and not looking at the reality for what it can be. And it turned out the guy she liked, the tall, dark, and handsome guy that she liked, was a jerk. He had no substance, whereas Omari Hardwick did. He did. Omari Hardwick's character had substance, but she didn't like his background. He was an ex-con, but he was getting his life together. He had his own business, and he was building on it, and it was thriving, but she didn't see that idea. She saw the idea that was sold to her by her mother. And I guess that became her reality. That's what
got it.
We thought about. Caller, you're on the air. We're talking tonight about when you're Mr. Right, it's not tall, dark, and handsome. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Caller, are you there? You're on the air?
Yes. Yes. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us, caller? Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, I don't know what's going on. I'm thinking that maybe the caller, they can't hear us because they keep saying hello, 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 and I'm saying hello, hello, hello. Okay, the bottom line is this, ladies and gentlemen. If Mr. Right is not tall, dark, and handsome, that's fine. You got to look at some of your other qualities or some of the other qualities you look for in a man, in a mate. I was talking to one of my girlfriends the other night, and she said, I'm sorry. If he's not tall, I won't even look at him. If he's not tall, she said, I won't even consider him. Because I'm just into tall men. And I'm like, wow. So I'm hoping that you're Mr. Right when he comes. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, our Mr. Right is what we make it. Everybody has flaws. Everybody has faults. So we have to take that, boil it up into one, and decide what the deal breakers are. But do I think height is a deal breaker because he's not tall? No, I don't think so. I think that we have to look for other things. We have to look for other qualities. This is why, you know, when I think about the Tyler Perry movie, Nobody's Fool, I think that she had to basically unlearn everything she was taught by her mother, or everything she believed from her mother. She had to unlearn it. So it's like you have to unlearn what you are told or what you are taught. That's just like me. You know, when I was younger, my grandfather used to always tell me that I was a princess and that I was going to marry this prince because you're a princess. You're going to marry a prince, he said. Your prince is going to come. Well, you know, I listened to that. And then I saw the movies, you know, the Cinderella movies and the Prince Charming coming on a white horse. That stuff is not real unless he's really coming on a white horse. I mean, don't get me wrong. I dated a guy, one of my ex-boyfriends. On our first date, he took me to Central Park. And we did like a horse and carriage ride. He was close to Mr. Right. He was. He really was. Really good guy. But He wasn't. But that was as close to a horse I got. And he was as close to Mr. Wright that I had gotten. And I'm talking years ago. But we have to unlearn what we are taught. We have to deal in reality and knowing that no one is perfect. No relationship is perfect. No man is perfect. No woman is perfect. And you may not get the entire package. So you have to decide what your deal breakers are. I had one person write on my Facebook page that as long as he has nice teeth and nice shoes, that's the first thing I look at is a man's feet. You know, his feet are going to tell me everything. His smile is going to tell me everything. And he has to have a good sense of humor because I have a great sense of humor. So with those three things, it's like it's a plus. Whether or not he's tall or short, I don't think that would matter. But I've never been faced with that situation. So I really can't say. I've never really dated a short man. So I can't say if that would ever be my situation. So I don't know. My girlfriend's girlfriend, I don't know. I don't know how short this guy is. You know, I really don't. But for her, it's a deal breaker. For her, she's not going to go for it. So although it's their definition of Mr. Right, she don't see him like that. She don't see him as her Mr. Right. Because unfortunately, because he's short, she's not attracted to him. So there you have it. Unless she gets to know him a little bit more, because I have to be attracted to more than a man's smile and his makeup. You know, he has to have more to offer. I'm a sucker for conversation. You have to feed my intellect. You have to feed my curiosity. You have to satisfy, you know, certain things that I think of and I wonder. So that, for me, is everything. And I think that a person's look, you're attracted to something, of course, when you meet them. But I think that a person's look is kind of like their looks, rather, is like the cherry on top of the ice cream. It's like the end result, you know, the whipped cream to your dessert. It has to be the end result. But we have to unlearn everything we were taught, everything we were taught to believe, everything we were taught to think about, everything we were taught to maybe fantasize about. We have to undo it. We have to decipher the real from the fake. We have to see the faults versus the fantasies. We have to see past the roses in order to see a person's realities. Because at the end of the day, if you can get past all of that, then there you have it. You're Mr. or you're Miss Wright. It's about what's real, people. It's not just about what he looks like. Because I'm telling you, those looks, they can fool you every time. The person will look like they'll have it all together, and underneath the surface, they are falling apart. The person can look like they're rich, and underneath the surface, they're broke. So it's real tricky. You have to be able to discern what is real. You have to get to know the whole person and not just the outer makeup. Because trust me when I tell you, looks are deceiving. Words are deceiving. The only thing that's real are the actions and the realities of it all. So there you have it. When Mr. Wright is not tall, dark, and handsome, that's fine. Because at the end of the day, he shouldn't have to be. Mr. Wright is someone who meets your standards, both mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and then physically. You should think about it. Think about that. Until next week, which is our last show. Can you believe it? That's not next week. No, our last show is not next week. It's before that. It's before that. It's our last show. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Until next week, be well.
Thought I'd end up with Shine, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even though most are married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Something happened. At least as long as I